With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Israel continue to lay waste to Iran's military assets, destroying hundreds of its ballistic missiles, rockets, and drones. In the words of CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper, in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things it can shoot at us. Anxious travelers who had been stuck in the Mideast at the outset of the conflict tell some pretty dramatic stories of their escape from the region.
German Mario Mueller landing in Frankfurt described tense moments before he managed to get on a flight from Dubai. The attacks sounded like airplanes breaking the sound barrier, he says. Michael and Karen Blischke said they watched as the anti-missile system near the Burj Khalifa shot everything down. Airspace across the Gulf is closed and major airlines have canceled flights. Other travelers are marooned on cruise ships that can no longer sail the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. State Department says they are preparing military and charter flights as they urge Americans to leave around a dozen countries. I'm Jennifer King.
Gasoline prices have spiked amid the showdown with Iran. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says pressure on natural gas exports from the Mideast will hike the price of other types of energy as well.
As Qatar announces that ceasing natural gas production, given the Strait of Hormuz de facto closure that we're seeing, that is also causing the price of heating oil, which can be used as a replacement to natural gas, to skyrocket. Heating oil and diesel are also essentially the same product. So partially as a result of that natural gas curtailment, we're seeing diesel and heating oil prices jump to their highest level since 2024. That is going to be certainly a very significant point of contention for the U.S. economy.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 85 points, NASDAQ futures off 9. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering the Supreme Court.
They support the justice's decision this week, barring California schools from helping a child live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval while a lawsuit plays out. It follows last year's high court ruling that parents have the right to opt their kids out of classes or lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The justices seem to be favoring parental rights and perhaps beginning the process of rolling back the advance of transgenderism in the schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas lawmakers passed a bill last year giving schools the option of setting aside a daily school prayer period. School boards were required to consider whether they wanted to allow prayer. Most of the state's 1,200 school districts appear to have declined the offer. Bill sponsor, Republican David Spiller, says about 15 districts have opted in. The law lets students pray or read religious texts during non-instructional time. This is SRN News. Employing cutting-edge tech in the perennial battle with old man winter.
Cities across America have been utilizing video monitoring, GPS mapping, and AI into snow removal operations that once relied primarily on manual planning. Complaint calls in several northern cities have dropped significantly under a new system that lets residents check how often their streets have been plowed. Some cities use GPS to find the nearest snow plow or to allow supervisors to watch a video feed in real time along with the driver. Jason Walker reporting.
A Georgia father who gave a gun to his son for Christmas has been convicted of second-degree murder. The son is accused of using that weapon to kill two students as well as two teachers. Happened at a high school in Winder, Georgia, back in 2024. More details at srnnews.com.